Gilchrist moves over behind Kemp. He goes back to pass again. Runs out to the right.
Still on his feet. Now throws. It's good to Loughlin. At the 10, at the 5. Touchdown! Touchdown!
The John Murphy Show is on the air.
I like the top part of it.
And now I'm a little more comfortable talking to you because I can tell you really know football.
Boo! What's my name? Boo! Boo! Boo!
The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO. Family owned and locally operated since 1933. At home, at work, and on the go, NOCO.
Touchdown, Buffalo! We're going back and forth all day long!
This crowd is absolutely whipped into a frenzy.
This is the John Murphy Show.
Welcome to the John Murphy Show. This is the podcast, the John Murphy Show podcast for Thursday, March 28th. Happy to have you in our listening audience tonight. Hopefully you've tuned in to buffalobills.com/John Murphy Show as we get you set for today's Bills news. And here's what we're going to talk about tonight. Here's what's on the podcast. Tight end Fred Davis was in town for a visit with the Bills today, a free agent visit. Reportedly got a contract offer but did not sign anything. And Fred Davis making his way, he says, to the New York Jets next with a contract offer in his hand, according to reports. We'll talk more about that. And we'll hear from Fred Davis coming up in just a moment or two. Yesterday, the big news yesterday was about Matt Barkley, the USC quarterback, and his pro day workout out at Southern California. Well, we're going to talk with his quarterbacks coach at USC, Clay Helton. He'll be joining us on the line in the second half of the podcast tonight to give us his view of Matt Barkley. What kind of a college quarterback was he? What kind of a pro quarterback might he make? We'll hear from Clay Helton coming up in the second portion of tonight's podcast. Happy to have you with us here tonight. We're going to get to the news of the day, but we want to make sure you know about this. And it just came out yesterday, but it was announced yesterday, but we're going to remind you that we are making our way into the Rochester radio market coming up a little bit later this month. We make our Rochester debut on Monday, April 15th, the John Murphy Show expanding into Rochester. That comes up Monday, April 15th. You're going to be able to hear the show, the radio version of the show, on Sports Radio 950 AM ESPN Radio in Rochester starting Monday, April 15th. So it's just a little bit more than 2 weeks away. The show, of course, has been on the air here in Buffalo on WGR since July 26th, and we're always available via the podcast at buffalobills.com/John Murphy Show, but making our way into Rochester. So if you live in the Rochester market, you'll have a radio opportunity to hear the show live every night except for hockey nights at Sports Radio 950 AM ESPN Radio in Rochester. That starts Monday, April 15th, so stay tuned for that. All right, the news of the day for the Buffalo Bills centered on a free agent visit from free agent tight end Fred Davis. He left without signing a contract. He plans to visit the New York Jets this week, but he does want to look at all of his opportunities, including the opportunity here in Buffalo. Now, the interesting thing about Fred Davis, and it's not necessarily a good thing, but he lost half his season to a ruptured Achilles tendon. He says he's 27 years old, so he's young, but he says that the ruptured tendon is healing ahead of schedule and he should be ready to play. He met with members of the Bills coaching staff today. He says he was encouraged to see that they have a plan in place for the quarterback, but that ruptured Achilles tendon makes it a little bit of an interesting signing for anybody. Just 4 months ago, rehab sometimes can take as much as a year, but Fred Davis, 5-year veteran in the NFL, says he is way ahead of that. He did not sign a contract with the Bills today, but according to Adam Schefter of ESPN, he was presented with a contract offer from the Bills, and here's what he had to say. We were there, part of the press conference today, when Fred Davis was answering questions. He was asked about his visit to the Buffalo Bills today.
It's fun, man, just to see the stadium and see the facility, meet some of the coaches again, and see the guys that I didn't get to see at the dinner. This is my first time ever really being here without playing against the Bills, so it's just a good feeling just to see what it's like and see the city a little bit.
What's some of the feedback you've gotten from the coaches? I know you've met some of them to this point, right?
What's
the conversation like?
It's good, man, good, really good. Like, just seeing what they're about, you know, like the same as the dinner was, really just getting to know them, getting to know what they want for next year, what the things they expect, you know, seeing the things that they want to involve, definitely a tight end like me and the other guys that they have. So it was just a good feeling just to talk about that type of stuff.
And I know you're probably already tired of hearing it, but, yeah, you know, with your Achilles and everything, I mean, typically it's an 11 to 12-month rehab. I think, yeah, you're a little bit more optimistic than that. Where do things sit with you on that?
I'm way ahead of schedule for me. I don't know what it is for most guys, but I went to the best doctor in the country, Anderson. Actually, Terrell Suggs had his surgery, and he came back in 5 months and played the last few games. So depending on how bad your Achilles was, it depends. But for me, it was definitely, I think, week, month, maybe 4.5 right now, and I'm already running on the treadmill doing drills, so I think I'm going to be way ahead of schedule. So.
With you being the tight end of the pass-catching variety, I'm sure question number one here for you is, okay, what are you guys doing with the quarterback position? Did they give you an offer, or did they give you an explanation that you're happy with, or what? Yeah. What's that?
They are scouting for guys, you know, right now, and I think they probably might draft someone. I don't know for sure, but I think that's where their direction they're headed, so I would be confident in that. I think there's some good guys in the draft right now, and they have a high pick, you know, so I feel confident that they'll probably make a good decision in that area.
What kind of team are you looking for? What would be a good fit for you? What type of team?
A team like this would be. I mean, they have a lot of intangibles that I need, like two good running backs. They got Stevie. They have another tight end, even though he got hurt. Hopefully he come back to it soon. I mean, the defense is good. I mean, I think they have a lot of things, a lot of stuff that we can definitely add more pieces to and get better. So any team that's available, a chance to try to win, that's really what I want. And the coaching staff here seems to have that same focus. So,
given the fact that you've got a little bit more time on your rehab, are you taking a wait-and-see approach on this? Do you still intend to go visit with other teams? I believe you're seeing the Jets tomorrow or scheduled to.
Yeah, I'm going to still see definitely see other teams. It's a business. You know, you always got to see all your options before you make a decision. And I won't make any fast decisions. I'm going to wait and see, make sure I'm all the way confident in what I want to do, and then go from there.
Are the Redskins still an option for you?
Yeah, they still an option for me. Yeah, I mean, I'm still talking to them, too, a little bit, so we'll see what happens.
Have you talked to other Kyle Moore, you know?
Kyle, yeah.
Have you talked to him?
I've talked to Kyle, yeah. He said he liked it here a lot, and he had a really good time here. So he called me, actually, before I came here, so yeah.
How about other guys who have gone through the Achilles thing? Have you talked to those Suggs or anybody else you know?
Actually seen Suggs one time at a game in Washington. I asked him how it felt and how he's feeling, and that's the game I think he came back and played already. So he says he's getting back to normal. He said he almost feel like 100. So and he came back a little bit faster than expected. I think 5 or 5.5 months. I'm at that 4 month, and I have a lot of time still, you know, to rehab, and it's going to get stronger. Trust me.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you had said something about the fact or warned teams that. Teams that pass on you are going to miss something, or why did you phrase that?
Yeah, it was somewhere in that story, in that kind of area. Like, I just feel like the numbers that I could have put up in the past couple of years, you know, I definitely feel like I could be one of the top tight ends in this league as well. You know, definitely in this right situation with the other players surrounding me and helping me, and me helping them out too. So I just feel like you know, any team that I don't really get to sign with, the team that I do sign with, I'm gonna make it known this year, like what I'm gonna do. So.
Fred, when you met with the coaches here, did they kind of outline for you what role the tight end would play in this offense?
Yeah, it seemed like it would be a very tight end friendly offense. It was around, a lot of the plays would be around the tight end as well as the receiver and the running game, depending on which one's doing better as the game goes along. But I think the tight end would definitely be a main factor in this offense. So.
Will the question mark at quarterback maybe impact your decision here at Buffalo as far as what they do?
I mean, like I said, I feel confident in the situation. I think what they're going to do, the direction they're headed, I think they'll have a good chance to get somebody that can play. And like I said, when you add pieces around that player, it's going to make that player better as well. So I think they can definitely do that here.
That's Fred Davis, the free agent tight end who left Buffalo without a contract, not signed contract. And ESPN's Adam Schefter says he was presented a contract offer by the Buffalo Bills. That was Schefter's report. But Fred Davis, and it's interesting, the quarterback talk, because if he leaves the Redskins, he's leaving really an established quarterback situation with RG3. If he leaves the Redskins going to the Bills or to the Jets, where the quarterback situation is not nearly as settled. But it's his, you know, that's free agency. The ball is in his court. Adam Schefter saying the 27-year-old tight end left here with a contract offer. We'll see how that plays out over the next day or two. All right, and a little bit more Bill news, and this came from Adam Schefter as well. He tweeted today that a Bills contingent, including head coach Doug Marrone, general manager Buddy Nix, assistant GM Doug Whaley, and president Russ Brandon are going to head to Knoxville, Tennessee next Saturday to work out Tennessee quarterback Tyler Bray. That would be the fourth workout that we know of quarterbacks. The Bills will not confirm that until it actually happens, the day it happens. They've already confirmed workouts, private workouts with Geno Smith of West Virginia, E.J. Manuel of Florida State, and Landry Jones of Oklahoma. And now Adam Schefter says they are going to take a look at, a week from Saturday, take a look at Tyler Bray, the junior eligible quarterback coming out of Tennessee, big arm guy. We'll see what the Bills get out of that. As we talked about on the radio show, they're doing their due diligence when it comes to identifying the next quarterback for the Buffalo Bills. Now, speaking of quarterbacks, big news today about Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers. According to reports in ESPN, they're getting closer to a long-term extension for Aaron Rodgers, a deal that would make him the highest-paid player in NFL history. No comments yet from either party, the Packers or Rodgers, but speculation is that deal could average close to $25 million per year. Aaron Rodgers, former Super Bowl MVP, under contract through 2014, and his base salary for the upcoming year, $9.25 million. And now, of course, he is lagging behind some of the deals for quarterbacks Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, Joe Flacco, Aaron Rodgers, 29 years of age, scheduled to get a new contract extension any day now that would make him the highest-paid player in NFL history. Speaking of quarterbacks, it's always about the quarterbacks. Carson Palmer reportedly is looking to hook on with a team that's going to contend for a title. The Oakland Raiders still have him under contract, but reports are they've let him know that his $13 million salary schedule for this year is not going to be around much longer, and they want to renegotiate. He's 33 years old. Reports are Carson Palmer rejected a $3 million pay cut from the Raiders and is willing to be released by the Raiders and hoping to hook on with a team that has a chance to contend. Palmer reportedly might prefer to play a backup role with a contending team instead of making more money as a starter with the Oakland Raiders. So that bears watching. The Raiders reportedly interested in Matt Flynn, the backup quarterback for Seattle, because it looks like, as we said, Carson Palmer is going to be leaving the Raiders soon. Michael Silver of Yahoo Sports says the Raiders have, quote, legitimate interest in Matt Flynn, acquiring him from Seattle. Raiders GM Reggie McKenzie worked for years in Green Bay, where Flynn used to play quarterback behind Aaron Rodgers. Flynn's also been linked to Jacksonville, the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the Raiders reportedly have an interest in Matt Flynn. We have an agreement on a new contract today. It's not just speculation, but the New Orleans Saints agreed to contract terms with free agent linebacker Victor Butler, who comes over from the Dallas Cowboys, an outside linebacker, going to be a pass rush specialist for the Saints, and Rob Ryan's 3-4 defensive front. It is a 2-year contract, reportedly. Butler made a number of visits around the league, including Cleveland, Philadelphia, and Pittsburgh. 25 years old, he has shown signs of promise, and now he will line up and play outside linebacker for the New Orleans Saints. The New England Patriots have reached a deal with a veteran wide receiver. They are going to sign former Vikings wide receiver Michael Jenkins, according to NFL.com. Jenkins caught 40 passes last year and has averaged 40 catches every year over the last 3 years. And he played for the Vikings and the Atlanta Falcons. The New England Patriots kind of stockpiling veteran receivers. Patriots, of course, signing Danny Amendola when free agency opened up. They signed former Buffalo Bills receiver Donald Jones, and now they're going to sign Michael Jenkins, a veteran of Atlanta and Minnesota. One of the deals that came down last night, too late for our show, O.C. Umanyora, the former New York Giant. Well, today he was introduced as the newest member of the Atlanta Falcons during a news conference. Signed his contract last night. The Falcons trying to replace John Abraham, the veteran defensive end who has left the Umanyora, two-time Pro Bowler, hasn't been there, though, since 2007. He played behind Jason Pierre-Paul and Justin Tuck and had limited playing time for the Giants last year. He reportedly got a 2-year deal worth $8.5 million. Back to the Bills. If you've been checking out BuffaloBills.com this week, early in the week we had the workouts, the off-season workouts in Los Angeles, conducted by wide receiver Stevie Johnson. Up on the website right now, similar workouts, although not that similar, from Bills running back C.J. Spiller. Spiller, who is coming off his career year, is spending another offseason in Southern California working out with a group there. And our man Jeff Matthews went out there to shoot these video pieces and talk with CJ about his offseason workout regimen, including the fact that this year CJ has been working out with bigger guys, and he says they are helping him push a little bit harder as he gets through his offseason conditioning.
They got me working with the big guy, the D-line, D-end, but I can block these guys. They nothing. When you come here to train, you know, nobody's worried about, you know, your status, you know, what, how many Pro Bowls you got or what you done. They're just coming in here trying to push each other and get each other better. You know, and for me to be able to work out with a Clay Matthews today and Andre Carter today, you know, to see those guys, see those, how they work, you know, that would make me want to go harder and make me be successful.
CJ talking about working at this gym in Los Angeles with Clay Matthews and his younger brother, who also had a stint in the league. CJ doing a lot of different kind of training work, including yoga and including one drill, and you can see it on the video. It's really worth watching at BuffaloBills.com, where they basically run sand dunes next to the ocean out in Southern California. It looks like a grueling workout, and CJ says it is among the most difficult workouts that he's been around. CJ telling our man Jeff Matthews that he has set his personal goals for this year and a lot of that is coming into play as he continues his offseason workout regimen in Los Angeles.
My personal goal really is just to try to build on what I did last year. You know, I had 1,200 rushing yards. I want to try to add on that. You know, that's our mindset of me training, get hopefully 1,500. You know, that'd be one of my goals. The best thing about coming out here is you're around the Lakers and you hear the stories about Kobe Bryant, you know, his work ethic, how he pushed guys, and he wants the best out of his players. You know, anything less than that, you know, it's really not worth it, you know, because he wanted to be a champion, and that's what it comes down to. So to get that type of advice, that's what I'm going to carry over to Buffalo.
So it's worth taking a look at C.J. Spiller and his offseason conditioning program. And, of course, C.J. and Stevie and most of the veterans are going to be back next Tuesday when the voluntary offseason conditioning program begins here at One Bills Drive, a new coaching staff. And that new coaching staff gets about a two-week jump on the rest of the league in getting the voluntary program underway. It's all regulated and mandated by the collective bargaining agreement. But because the Bills have a new head coach, they get to bring the players back about 2 weeks earlier than most of the rest of the league. And Doug Marrone taking advantage of that, bringing in the players next Tuesday for day one of the voluntary offseason conditioning program. That's about a five-week program that leads right into the mid-May voluntary veteran minicamp. At any rate, check it out at BuffaloBills.com, the video portion. You can see C.J. Spiller's yoga work. You can hear what he thinks about that. You can see him running those sand dunes next to the Pacific Ocean out in Southern California. They'll all be back here next week for voluntary offseason conditioning right here in Western New York. All right, coming up, we're going to talk with a man who has been around Matt Barkley, the USC quarterback, for a couple of years. Clay Helton is the new offensive coordinator for the USC Trojans, but he spent the last few years as the quarterback's coach and passing game coordinator at USC. He watched a little bit of Matt Barkley's pro day workout in Los Angeles yesterday. We'll talk with him about that and just kind of get a sense of what Matt Barkley is all about. Clay Helton, offensive coordinator of the USC Trojans. He's coming up next on the podcast. It is the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive. This year, our friends at NOCO are celebrating their 80th anniversary. Since 1933, NOCO has been serving the Western New York community with a wide array of energy products to keep businesses functioning at their peak, including natural gas, electricity, commercial fuels, industrial lubricants, and more. With 80 years' experience in wholesale and retail energy products, NOCO is dedicating to delivering commercial energy to your business. NOCO develops and implements customized programs that can improve efficiency, save money, and fuel your company's growth. Visit them online at NOCO.com or call 833-NOCO and learn more about what NOCO can do for you. It is the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO, coming to you from One Bills Drive. The big pro day workout yesterday for Southern California quarterback Matt Barkley. On the line with us, a man who has coached Matt Barkley for the last 3 years. He is the offensive coordinator for the USC Trojans, quarterback's coach and passing game coordinator the last few years at USC. Clay Helton, coach, thank you very much for being on the air with us tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you guys for having me.
And congratulations on your elevation a couple of weeks ago to offensive coordinator. That's a big step up at one of the nation's premier programs. You might feel pretty good about that.
Well, thank you very much. A very extreme honor to be the coordinator here at USC. A very, very special place, and looking forward to the job.
We call, of course, Coach, to talk to you about Matt Barkley, a quarterback who is in the kind of the eye of the storm these days with all the attention focused on yesterday's pro day. You were there at the pro day briefly yesterday. Tell me what you saw from Matt Barkley when he was throwing for all those scouts.
Well, I tell you what, it was nice to see him back out there throwing, you know, after he had the injury that kind of ended his season. I know everybody wanted to see Matt come back and do the things that he has done for several years here at USC, and he looked, you know, just like the old Matt. He was very sharp, very crisp, in my opinion. You could tell that he's put a lot of work in to prepare himself for the team that he's fixing to go to. It was nice to see him out there spinning it. I thought he did a very, very nice job and was extremely accurate to the receivers he was throwing to.
He had the shoulder injury late last season, and this was the first time he has really been able to throw in front of scouts and coaches. Did his arm look okay? Was the strength there and the throwing motion there?
Oh, I thought it was definitely there. It was like he was right back at it. I wish he wouldn't have gotten hurt. We could have definitely used him those last couple of games. But it was nice to see him in the true form that he is. The ball came out extremely live, and it was great to see. He's always had tremendous accuracy, and it was good to see that also.
Coach, there was a mention made of the fact that he elected to throw against the wind in the practice field there. Did that mean much to you, and was there much of a wind for him to throw into yesterday?
Yeah, the wind was blowing pretty good, I guess they made the decision to be able to do that. I've never seen Matt be scared of anything when it comes to throwing, and wind has never been a factor for him. So it didn't seem to cause anything as far as hitting wideouts yesterday from my vantage point. But that's what they chose to do, and he did a good job with it.
Coach, you must get a lot of calls and inquiries from NFL people, scouts and coaches who are interested in Matt Barkley. What kind of things do they ask about Matt Barkley? What do these guys want to know about Matt Barkley when you hear from them?
Well, they know the production that he's had over several years here. You know, you're talking about the all-time touchdown leader in the history of the Pac-12 for a season, and to go out and have 39 touchdowns as senior, come back 36 touchdowns is 39 touchdowns as junior, 36 touchdowns as his senior year. He's been extremely productive, but the things that they love to know about is the type of person and the type of student of the game that he is. You're talking about a young man that is extremely, extremely intelligent when it comes to football instincts, a young man that can diagnose fronts, coverages, can re-slide protections to pick up pressures. He's like having a coach on the field. His leadership capabilities are off the charts, and just his competitive drive, I think, are one of the things that whichever organization gets him, they're getting a very special individual, and he will also make that city extremely proud because of the intangibles that he brings to the position and the things that he does off the field just as good as he does on.
Coach, this is a kid and a young man now who's really been in the focal point. People have paid attention to him since he was a high school player out there in Southern California. He must be used to having that sort of attention, that sort of, kind of a burden placed on him to be a leader and to be a good person along with it.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, that's one of the strengths I think that the team that he goes to is going to get. You know, when you talk about being the quarterback at the University of Southern California, you're talking about being one of the most visible guys in the country. And then, having to do that in an L.A. media market, being on the front page basically every day, being in the news every day. He's used to that spotlight and the pressures that come with that and has handled it extremely well. While he was here, always with character. And he's ready to, basically go from a USC, which is, very much like having to deal with a pro-style media market, and go to an NFL team. I think he'll handle that very well.
By the time you got the USC coach in 2010, Matt Barkley, for the most part, was already a star in the minds of not just Los Angeles people, but the whole country knew who Matt Barkley was, right?
Yeah. It was really neat. He had a tremendous high school career. Started here as a true freshman, and comes out, beats Ohio State, and got with him his sophomore year with Coach Lane Kiffin. And really, the things that he decided that he wanted to work on was being a great decision maker, being a very accurate quarterback, having a high touchdown to low interception rate. And those are the things that, we focused on and he focused on. And you look at what he's done throughout his college career. I think he's just gotten better with age, and I think he'll carry that on to the NFL.
Coach, how would you describe the offense you put in place for Matt Barkley, and how will that translate to the National Football League?
Well, I think it's very intriguing for several teams because, when you're at USC, you're in an NFL offense. You're in a pro-style offense, and there is a lot of intangibles that comes with playing quarterback, you know, from having to idea defensive front, ID who the mic backer is, being responsible for sliding protections, being in a multi-progression read system as a quarterback, you know, not just you have one particular read and you're getting the ball from one receiver to the other. I mean, there are times that Matt would make a full field progression and get to the fifth progression. So when you talk about that, you know, you're getting a quarterback that comes in with the terminology, that comes in with the technique of being an under center quarterback. You're getting a guy that's been trained for the NFL, and I think that will help him produce quicker in the NFL because of his time here at USC.
Coach, as you know, this time of year, there's no shortage of pre-draft analysis, and you know, and it comes from all quarters. And when you read about Matt Barkley and strengths and weaknesses, one thing that comes up is arm strength. Is his arm strength sufficient enough to succeed in the NFL?
Oh, no question. He can make any throw on the field that he wants to, and has never had a problem here for us. I know that will definitely carry over to the NFL.
He has worked with Chris Wienke, the former NFL college quarterback at IMG, for the last couple of months or so. What have you seen that they've worked with him on, and do you see improvement from the last time you had him, you know, back late last year to November, December?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, Chris does a great job, and having visited with Matt, he said, you know, Chris has helped him a lot over the past, you know, couple months, regaining that form, tightening his motion, getting the ball out even quicker. I mean, he has an unbelievable quick release, and then watching him yesterday, I mean, it's out even quicker. You know, it looks like he's shortened his front step, his step a little bit, really tightened up his motion, ball spun out of his hand pretty good. So I know he had a lot of success with Chris over the past couple months, felt very comfortable with him, and it looks like it's paying dividends for him.
As you know, there are no guarantees to success in the NFL, but in your mind, do you have any doubt that Matt Barkley will be a successful NFL quarterback?
Well, you got to realize I'm extremely, extremely biased, yeah, because the kid is the love of my life, and has done so many great things for us here at USC. He is a true Trojan, and I truly believe the team that gets this young man is going to be not only successful, but is going to love to have this guy in the community and be a part of their organization. So, yes, I think it is going to transfer over to the NFL, and I expect success for him for a long time to come.
Coach, I got to tell you, it feels like USC Day here all the way across the country in Buffalo. We're talking to you, and we just got done talking to a tight end, a free agent tight end from the Redskins, Fred Davis, who was all decked, yep, out in his USC gear when he met the media here in Buffalo a few minutes ago.
Yeah, no question. We have a great, great tradition in the NFL here at USC of sending young men into the NFL and having success there, and we look forward to continue to do that.
Coach, thanks for doing this with us tonight. We appreciate it. Good luck to the Trojans. Good luck in spring practice this spring. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Offensive coordinator for the USC Trojans, Clay Helton, the quarterback's coach and passing game coordinator at USC the last few years, working with Matt Barkley, who had his pro day yesterday. That's going to wrap it up for us, the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO. Tomorrow night, we're back on the air with Real Live Radio from 7 to 9 p.m. Make sure you join us for that. And we want to thank our presenting sponsor, NOCO, family-owned and locally operated since 1933. Explore what NOCO can do for you at NOCO.com. Thanks to our producer, the Maestro Russ Burton, Bill's Director of Broadcasting, Jeff Matthews. Back on the air tomorrow night with the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO, live from One Bills Drive on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.